Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And before we get into our this interview and I introduce my next guest, I'd just like to mention that in the last year and a half, we've done over 360 spotlight interviews and over 70 outdoor shows. And if you missed one, you can always go to our webpage. And if you go to Listen on Demand, you can look those up. We even have a directory so you can find out, you know, thumb through them and figure out who you want to listen to. And we also now, we are on YouTube. We video the interviews, as many as we can, and edit them and put them on WJBM YouTube channel. So we got that going for us. And with me, who I got going for me today, is Doug Smith. Welcome, Doug.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
Now, Doug, Jerseyville boy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Born and bred.
Yeah?
Yep.
And
come home from the hospital and live in the same house I, you know, born in, I still live in.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I was born in the hospital, but come home to the house that I live in.
Well, that's cool.
Born, yeah.
You know that house inside and out, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It changed a while because when Dad died, we gutted it and redone the inside, but still the same house.
Now, you did a little farming and when you were younger?
Yeah, not necessarily farming, but I sold livestock feed.
Uh-huh.
You know? I did help farm.
And you got
my father-in-law.
And you got into pest control.
Yes, sir.
And been doing great in it for how many years you've been in Smith's Pest Control?
Probably 40 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. Probably a little longer than that. Yeah. Just something that struggled making ends meet for a long time. And, you know, when social media come around, things kind of word spread faster and we kind of lit up and get more than we can handle now.
Yeah.
Times, you know?
Busy as can be.
You know, we're 1,000% honest and as fair as we can be. If anybody's not happy, we'll make it right.
I know.
You know.
I've always found that. You to be that way.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And you get the job done, you know, and that's
the mission.
Thing. When people have, when they have pest issues, you know, whatever it be, whether it be bugs or mice or whatever, what else do you have?
Oh, everything. Bed bugs, termites.
And bed bugs, even, termites, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're out to, you know, I mean, personal satisfaction is what I live for. You know, naturally, I got to make a living, so I charge for it.
Sure.
But if somebody's not happy, we're going to make you happy, give you money back, whatever it takes, because that's just how we roll.
Yeah, you know? You can't go wrong with that type of attitude as a customer.
Nope.
You can't go wrong.
Nope.
And people know it.
And if there's a bad word out there, I haven't heard it, because I would have went out of my way to address it, you know, and make it right. Just that simple.
Now, I noticed you're dressed in camouflage today, and you are into hunting. You've been a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of hunting?
I've done every kind of hunting, you can imagine. From
really?
Ducks to deer to rabbits to quail to coyotes to you name it. I've done it all. And it's hard to do it all, so you kind of settle into one thing that you like the most. And, you know.
And basically around here, right?
Oh, yeah.
This area.
I mean, I've been to Colorado and Dakotas and things doing different types of hunting and things like that. But, yeah, 98% of it's here, you know.
Okay. And one thing we're going to touch on today, because you're into coyote hunting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the – why coyote hunting? I mean, why coyotes? Because – now, coyote, tell me a little bit about a coyote.
You know, I mean, I kind of settled into coyote, just to answer your first question a little bit, is I like dogs. You know, I've bird hunted with dogs. I've had my own dogs. I've had dogs for years. And it's about the dogs to me, but coyotes do need control, and it's a sport. You know, I mean, I see somebody go out and knock a golf ball around on a golf course, and I think, well, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
You know?
But then I relive myself to go out and listen to a dog bark is even dumber. But it's my passion. You know, hear a dog run, beagle run a rabbit, coyote dog run a coyote, bird dogs point a bird. You know, it's a dog thing for me. And they're not just dogs to me. They're part of me.
Uh-huh.
And I take good care of them. They're extremely good pets. I mean, I just I live for my dogs. They all got insulated dog houses, stuff full of hay. I got what they call hound heaters in them and doors on them that the dogs know how to open. I keep them 55 degrees when it's below zero outside. You know, I just love my dogs, you know, and believe in taking care of them.
How many dogs you got?
I got 5 hounds now. I've had as high as 10, but I'm kind of stupid over my dogs, so I'm kind of getting lower on them because I don't want to get a dog that I can't outlive because I'd worry about what would happen to him when I'm gone, you know? So I'm just that dumb about my dogs, you know? It's, you know, I'm 65 and it's coming to an end one of these days, and the dog lives, you know, 12 years, 10, 12 years.
Oh, you've got some years left.
I know it, but I hate to take that chance, you know? Yeah. When you get a dog, it's not just, to me, a dog. It's a commitment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you treat him fair and enjoy him, and he pours his heart and soul out for you, and it's just something to admire and watch, you know?
So, coyote dogs, are they a certain breed?
I have July foxhounds that run coyotes, and there's walker hounds, there's what they call trigs, there's treeing walkers, which are treeing coons, but these are what they call running walkers. Yeah, there's several different varieties, you know, but I just kind of happened to, I had walkers and different kinds, and I've kind of settled into the Julys, which my Julys are not just your run-of-the-mill dog, they're bred right, you know. I mean, I've got them from all over the country, you know, I even went to Canada and bought a dog.
Really?
You know, he was 9 years old, and I gave $1,500 for him.
I'll be darned.
Because I wanted his blood.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why coyote? Why coyotes? Why do you hunt coyotes?
Well, there again.
Because you don't use the, you don't eat them. And you, how about the furs?
I did have some kids eat one time, so it was pretty good if you didn't know what he was eating.
He did?
Yeah. Kyle, my nephew that's passed, and Mark Hayes and some of them, they skinned the back straps out of a coyote and said you'd eat the heck out of it if you didn't know what it was.
I'll be darned. Yeah.
But no, you don't eat them.
How about the fur?
You know, it used to be a point in time where it was worth quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the modern day things, it's just went by the wayside. You know, coons used to be worth $50 a piece, and coyote hides has went down. You know, I mean, the coyote hide is welded to him. It's a job to skin one. It takes probably half an hour. And at one time, yeah, you know, if you end up with 100 coyotes a year, you know, probably just guessing 40 of them would be worth skinning, because it's like people with a fur coat. You know, if you wear it all the time, it's going to wear out. Mm-hmm. And the coyote puts on his new fur every fall, and as the winter goes on, it gets worn, you know, so they grade them, you know. Your father-in-law and brother-in-law and them was in that business, you know. Yeah. And so they just go downhill as time goes on from wearing them all the time. So if you get 100, say 40 of them's worth skinning, just say 20 of them might bring $7, $10 maybe if you look. You know, probably not that much. And then you go on down the hill where 5 of them would be a very good shape and maybe bring $10 or $15. So it's not really worth the effort. You know, the kids that I've introduced to coyote hunting and stuff, if they're willing, I'd help them and we'd skin them. And, you know, if they could pick up 10 or 15 bucks a coyote, you know, they'd be making 20, 30 bucks an hour, you know, by doing it. And we still do that. So, you know.
But basically, you hunt the coyote and kill the coyote because it kills other animals?
The coyote didn't choose to be here. He was appointed. But, yeah, he's an honoring devil.
What do you mean appointed?
You know, God put him here for a reason, you know, to help keep other things in check. Or, you know, it's just a cycle of life in the wild, you know, and everything. The coyote's at the top of the food chain, you know, so he really has no predators, you know. And but like a rabbit, he's the prey, you know. A deer, he's the prey, you know. So he's put here to keep things in check, even though hunters rabbit hunt, keep them in check, or deer, keep them in check, because it's just known fact that if things get out of hand, Mother Nature's going to take care of it.
Well, at one time, was there a predator that ate the coyote?
Well, not around here, probably. Out west, yeah, the wolves and things like that.
Oh,
yeah,
wolves would.
Yeah, yeah, they're pack animals, you know. You know, they're competing for food and things. So, yeah, a food source, if there's a dead elk and the wolves are eating on it, coyotes ain't going to get their chance till the wolves are done, you know.
Is there a concern about hunting coyotes, because it is a sport, about maybe the coyote going extinct?
Oh, absolutely not. He's the most adaptable creature there is. I mean, he's in the big cities. They're just so adaptable and so intelligent.
In the big cities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're thick in the big cities. You know, they've learned to adapt, to eat junk, garbage, you know, whatever. You know, they steal people's pets, you know, little dogs and cats.
Okay, hey, if you're just joining us, I got Doug Smith with me. He's with Smith Pest Control. And he's also an avid coyote hunter. And we're talking hunting, talking a little coyote hunting. I can't understand a coyote existing in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't understand. Where's he living? Where's he hiding?
Anywhere he wants to. You know, I mean, YouTube it. You know, look at it. Yeah, they're all over in the cities. And they've become more of a threat there because they're used to human interaction. You know, they aren't scared of people. You know, they're not that it happens a lot, but yeah, they'll attack kids and different things. You know, they're used to coming up on people's porches to feed their dogs and steal their dog food and dig into garbage. And, you know, they do eat rodents and things like that. And the cities are full of them.
How about around here? What do they, Are they dangerous to people, Kyle?
Not really. You know, I mean, yeah, on a rare occasion, but no. I mean, a coyote's scared of you, you know. I live right there on West Carpenter there by Casey's, and I've seen him in Paul Rose's field behind the shop numerous times. You know, they come into town. You get up early, and like George, he comes down, drinks coffee. He'll see one cross Pearl Street there just west of the courthouse and things like that, even here in town. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
We've actually even had our dogs run coyotes into town, you know. And they can live anywhere, any place, anytime, you know. And no, there's not much of a threat of them being extinct.
I remember I got a vivid memory when I was heading east outside of Jerseyville, going down a rural road, and there was snow on, mm-hmm. okay? And I had this job site that I was going to, and I'm going down the road, and I look off in this farm field, and there's this coyote running, and man, was he fast. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my. And then I think there was a couple of them.
Right.
And they were running. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they scoot. Yeah.
They were fast. So can a dog catch a coyote?
You know, they can. Typically, it all revolves around scent conditions, how good the scent conditions are in order for the dog to be able to smell it. Now, a dog that can, on a good scent condition day, he can average 11, 12, maybe 13 mile an hour running a coyote. And a coyote's just not big for long distance. You know, he's super fast for the first mile or two. You know, his livelihood's short spurts, you know. Uh-huh. So if these dogs get after one and scent conditions are good, yeah, they'll put one in the brush pile or whatever. It usually takes 15, 20 miles, hour to an hour and a half for him to wear out and they bay him up, you know. So, yeah, and then on days they can't run very good or smelling very good, you know, they can only average, say, 8 or 10 mile an hour, that cow can run all day. You know, you got to get him hot, you got to get his tongue out in order for them to put enough pressure on him to wear him down, you know.
Now, when you're hunting coyotes, are they usually by themselves or are they in groups?
You know, it depends on the time of year. Typically, you know, a female have some pups in early in the year, and they will hang with her from spring till fall while she's teaching them the ropes on how to hunt and stuff. So, yeah, they can be in three or four in a group. They've learned how to pack up and do their hunting when it comes to deer and things like that.
Are they a threat to cattle?
A farmer might argue with me, but no, I don't think so. Maybe a newborn calf, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens, in my opinion, to give the coyote some credit, you know, when a cow has a calf, she'll have her afterbirth, and I think they're more after that, and the cow is protecting the calf from the coyote, and I think the cow might stomp a calf, you know, in the process of protecting it. Mm-hmm. And then once, if that's the case, if she does stomp it, you know, it dies and they eat it, you know. So maybe a farmer would typically think that they took a calf down, and they could, you know, mm-hmm. they're vulnerable. But in my opinion, probably not, you know.
So generally, what is a coyote looking for? What's its prey?
Yeah, you know, it can prey on anything. Deer, of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have to kind of learn to hunt them, but they're mainly a rodent type thing, squirrels, mice, voles, you know, just different things. But they'll feed on anything. You know, they learn to adapt. Like I say, they're an adaptable character.
Very adaptable.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've seen them five times in my life, the way a coyote gets after a deer. Anything has a home range, whether it's a deer, a mouse, or whatever it is. But I've seen them get after a deer, and what they do is a deer, you know, a lot of deer hunters thinks a dog or something's going to run his deer out of the country. That ain't the case. A deer circles just like a rabbit does when something's after it. You know, if a deer would straight line out of the country, a coyote would never catch him. But he circles, and three or four coyotes will participate in this, and one will get after him and chase him, and another one will cut the gap and take over where that one's at, and chase him in a circle, and the other one will hit on him, and they just keep after him till they wear him down, just like the dogs do with the coyote, you know. And I have several times heard a deer bleating or something when I was hunting and went over there, and obviously I'd run the coyotes off before I seen them, but they'll run that deer till he's tired, and then he'll just lay down, and they actually, I don't mean to gross people out or anything, but they'll start eating him alive. They just start on his rear end, and I've seen their whole rear ends going and laying there. You know, so I end up shooting it. You know, should I? Probably not. You know, but it's just the right thing to do. If somebody's got to write me a ticket for shooting that deer suffering,
right?
Go for it. You know, I don't care. You know, but yeah, they're just real adaptable.
You know? There a season for them?
It's open year-round, but typically we like to run in the winter and the fall. I mean, we do summer hunt in the cornfields and the bottoms down in the, you know, country through the summer, you know, just take the dogs out and let them run and things like that. But, yeah, our season, I mean, there is no season on them. There is nighttime seasons for thermal calling, you know, with the squealing rabbit and things and stuff like that. Now, I ain't up on that because I don't do it, but there's certain times of year you can't hunt them at night. But
I see.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's pretty much wide open season because a coyote really has no predator, even though we don't get many in the summer, you know, other than the dogs maybe catch one or something.
Give me your pitch of why you think it's important to have coyote hunters.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just anything needs to be kept in check. You know, Mother Nature is the roughest thing in the world, and cruel, my gosh, it's cruel. So if anything's not kept in check, and I don't care what it is, you know, if they get overpopulated, Mother Nature's going to come in with some kind of disease. You know, deer are experiencing CWD, chronic waste disease and things when they get so thick. And when that happens, there's a lot of deer, and it's transmitted between each other. So the more deer there is, the more it gets transmitted, you know. Mm-hmm. It's no different than a coon and rabies or anything like that. You know, Mother Nature is going to keep things in check. So to keep a balance, I think it's important to try to control coyotes because they have no natural predators.
What's a typical, like when you go coyote hunting, you know, what's the process? Is it, I know I've seen you got different people in trucks.
Sure.
Yep. Or how does it work?
About every county has their own little group. You know, typically you load up your dogs in the morning. Sometimes maybe you might spot one in the open and you send the dogs after it. Or most of the time, the way we do it, we just send them into a thicket somewhere and they sort out a coyote and jump him and start running. You know, yeah, there's in our group, it varies. You know, a lot of young guys come and go, and I enjoy teaching young guys, and some of them will stay because it's their passion just like it is mine. But mm-hmm. the other ones move on after the newness wears off. You know, it's a chosen few that enjoys that end of the dog running and stuff like that, you know.
So you take your dog out, you go in a thicket or you see him and you let him out. How many dogs are you running at a time?
You know, in our group, we've got probably 12, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when we're out east of town, when there's ditches and stuff, we regulate how many dogs we turn loose because you don't really need 12 dogs. But no. When we get out west in the bigger country, out on the bluff and stuff, yeah, we'll surround the block.
When you say west, like west around here?
West around, yeah, Fielding area and the okay. bluff and between here and there and Kane and, you know, different places. Yeah, we'll surround what we call block, which is a road that surrounds the block, and we'll send dogs in from different directions. And typically, if the, you know, if the wind's not blowing hard out of one direction or something, and once the dogs jump, the other dogs that hasn't jumped will hear them and pull to them, you know. So, yeah, you might. And there again, a lot of guys rotate their dogs. They don't keep them till they get very old, but I keep mine. They're lifers. They're uh-huh. here forever. So it's hard for a 10-year-old dog to compete with a 2-year-old dog. So sometimes if he can't, he'll just go off on his own, start find his own coyote and start running it.
You know, I'm not really a hunter per se. tried to be a few times, but right. just
exactly.
It just didn't happen. You know, exactly. I had other things to do. Just never had the bug. My dad wasn't a hunter.
Sure.
He only had one eye, and it wasn't a shooting eye. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I might have been. But when you are hunting these coyotes, so when you let that dog loose, is he just like bolting out when you let him out? Are they caged? The dogs caged up most of the time, or
they're in their dog box. I mean, the worst thing I hate is for somebody to haul a dog all day. You know, he needs to be out. He's going to learn more. He's going to do what he does and things like that. So yeah, we turn them out, and I mean, it's not uncommon at all for them things to run 50 miles a day. You know, I mean, they're just that dedicated, and it's what they love. You know. And so to carry one around in a box all day, no, that's not my game. You know, he deserves to be able to do what he's bred to do, you know. And so, yeah, we strive every time we go out. The dogs are on the ground, you know. So, yeah I'm just not into hauling dogs. No. You know?
Okay. And then how about at home where you keep them? Are they basically in a pen?
Yeah. I've got a fenced-in backyard. I've got a kennel with a roof over it, nice kennel. Like I mentioned, I got all insulated dog boxes and things, and about daylight in the morning, I let them out in the yard, run around, and then I put them up and feed them. Yeah, I let them out usually in two different groups, just no specific reason. Sometimes I let them all out once, but I let them out 3 times a day, daylight.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, just into the yard, you know, and let them run around, morning, daylight, shortly after, noon, and then bedtime.
You know, it sounds like these dogs take a lot of time.
They do. It's a commitment. Yeah, and that's where so many people get mixed up with young guys. I don't let young guys get dogs in our group because, you know, you got to be committed.
I mean, how many hours a week do you spend taking care of your dogs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a lot. You know, I mean, yeah. I just think they deserve. They're not getting much exercised in the yard, but yeah, they get back there and play. Our little house dogs go out and play with them and things like that. And yeah, it's a mental relief for them too to get out of that pen. You uh-huh. know, so that's why I discourage young guys to get one. Oh yeah, I'm all about it. Well, they get a dog and before long it's hanging on the end of a chain somewhere, and that just aggravates the heck out of me. You know, so they got to be committed for several years before I allow them to get a dog to participate in our group, you know, at least that way.
Sounds like you're kind of the sheriff,
right? I am. Yeah.
Hey, Sheriff, we've run out of time on this episode, but we're going to pick up where we left off because we're going to get into the controversies of coyote hunting that you've experienced.
And that's mainly what I want to get out there.
Yes. You know? And we're going to do that this next episode. So we're going to sign off here, and we'll be back next episode.
So okay.
We'll stop.